I'd like to welcome Rachel Weston back to the program. Her new book, Boo Goes Tutti Frutti, published by Weston Books at 1999. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Terry. Good, thank you.
This is such a fun story. You've got Scott Tullock's illustrations, which are just a dream, and a terrific combination with your text. It is just a fun book to read and enjoy.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. It is really fun, and it's really engaging for the children as well, and was a lot of fun writing this story.
Yeah, and it was based on a dog that's no longer with you. But you think this is a lovely tribute?
It is. It is a tribute to our lovely dog and to all dogs, really, who bring so much joy to owners' lives and families. And it was quite special just to have this story written on behalf of what he used to do, which was being addicted to avocados, which is how the story came about.
Oh, I don't know. Dogs and cats are the same thing. We used to have a cat that ate everything but green peas. I mean, everything, which was pretty, you know, I don't know. When I was reading, it said on the net somewhere that this independently published book, and I thought, wonderful, because we've used the word self-published, and I think we may have discussed this before. When you use the word self-published, people go, oh, yeah, you know, not good by a good publisher. Yeah. But it's not that case with yourself. I mean, independently published book means just exactly what it is, and it's just such a stunner that you think, well,
thanks.
Independent. And it's now, we can call it an IPB, and this is your third IPB. Is it getting easier to write and publish your own books, or is it still fun and games?
It's still fun and games, but every book has its own challenges, and but I am understanding more how each book works, and this time I'm working with Scott Tullock with the illustrations, and he was wonderful to work with as well. And of course his work is amazing, so working with other people, when it's independently published, you say that, but yet there's a lot of people involved in putting the book together and designing the book and checking the book and editing the book, and you just hold it to a really high standard so that it's something quality that someone's paying their money for as well.
Yeah, well, Boo Gets or Boo Goes Tutti Frutti is just stunning. And the text, you've got lovely rhyming, and I'm just smiling reading it. You know, and you get the beat, it goes da-da, 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 and you go,
and it's so much fun.
It is. Now, it's based on a true story, as I said, but not the cleaners. Now, I put that in because when the ladies see the mess, they go, and they fall all over the place. And by some, we all wish we had people like that. Every time my wife says, it's about time I did the hoovering, I wish that I had somebody that I could faint and somebody would come to me. And when I wake up, I think it was just a bad dream and it's all been done.
But I think that's what it's like for my husband, Terry. Ah. I think that he thinks the fairies come in and clean the house and it's all magically done. Yeah, that's right.
Hang on.
That's going to be perfect.
I didn't think it was going to turn out like that. Never mind. So this dream story, I mean, because I used to, you know, shoes weren't cleaned or whatever, and all of a sudden I'd say to Barb, oh, it's just like the, you know, the fairies that, you know, make the leather and the shoes overnight come in. She said, it's not going to happen all the time, kid. Get used to it.
That's right. So as this dog's making this terrible mess, trying out all the fruit in the fruit bowl while they're not home, you know, destroying the place, then the young girl comes in and, you know, dials 0800, we clean for you, and come the cleaners, you know, and clean it all up again. It's kind of this perfect ending, really.
Yeah, I just thought, this is not like real life, he says. I must put that number in the phone and just see what happens. But then it's all cost,
isn't
it?
See what happens.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Now, I've also read the Focus interview, Focus magazine, and you've got this wonderful thing where you say, I have books on the go all over the house, kind of like a buffet selection to snack on whenever I am, wherever I find myself with 10 minutes to spare. I thought I was the only person that did that. But no.
No, and actually, I think that that's probably more common than not these days, because of time pressures everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I have several books that I'm reading at once, which sounds a bit crazy, but I think it's quite common, you know, depending on what mood I'm feeling like, whether I want you know, a fiction or a non-fiction read, or whether it's a children's book, so that I get my head in the game for what I'm writing about and stuff like that. I think that that's probably more common than not.
Yeah, it's a great idea. There's no two ways about that. Because, as I say, you know, there's some in the lounge room, there's some in the other room, and the rest are on the floor in the book room. I mean, it's just, I mean, the book room is fine. I mean, it's called a book room because it's got books in it, but sometimes I can go a bit crazy deciding what to read. You also enjoy walking on the beach and walking my dogs. Question is there a story in that?
Well, I think so. I think stories are all around, Jerry. I mean, I've got stories floating around all the time. The real thing is capturing those and getting them down on paper and then working them and reworking them and reworking them, reworking them, so it meets all those engaging things that children and parents love to read. So absolutely, there's stories every day, you know, ideas out there. And sometimes it's just a particular idea, like this dog of ours that was addicted to avocados that would head out at night time and steal them from the neighbour's tree and bring them home again. You know, just that one single event, and you know, and a whole story can be built around that, which is quite fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a great story. Now, and a last quote from Focus magazine, because we don't want to get too many views. But story ideas float around everywhere. You have to be ready to catch them. They swell in on the waves and bubble and froth with whispered words, but if you're not paying attention, they wash back out again.
Yes. Well, it's that age-old thing when you wake up in the middle of the night and you think of something, and it might not be a story idea. It might just be something that you've got to do, or, I don't know, it might be a reply to something that you've been meaning to do. And if you don't get up and jot those things down, you know, you say, oh, I'll definitely remember that in the morning, or I'll definitely remember that line or that word that I'm looking for. Then you wake up in the morning and you just can't for the life of you remember what it is. It's kind of like that when you get an idea, you've got to get it down on paper as soon as you possibly can before it floats off again.
Yeah, Paul McCartney apparently did scrambled eggs, but it came out to be yesterday. And that's, he woke up and he thought, I like this, so he did, but he couldn't get the word, so he called it scrambled eggs. And then yesterday came in, you know, it's all right when you've got a partner like John Lennon, I suppose. But he said that he thought it was so good, because he thinks that way, that it was so good that he thought somebody else had already written it. But no, he didn't. But, yeah, so you're in good hands. I know it costs money to do postcards and stuff like that, but had you thought of ever doing... I'm just looking at the cover of Boo Goes Tutti Frutti, and I just love it. I love everything through it, but the cover is just striking.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? Scott has done... He's captured the whole essence of this, you know, larger-than-life corgi with this crown of fruit on his head, you know. And the colours are beautiful.
Yes,
done a stunning job.
I'm looking forward to that. So can we ask just briefly, are you working on something new without saying too much? But
yes, I am working on something new for next year. I've got one definite book that is already in the pipeline. It's been currently being illustrated. But I also have another book in mind with Scott as well. And it just really depends on how the year plays out and how everything goes, and it all takes a lot of time.
It does.
And but it is very exciting to have things continuing in the pipeline for sure. I'd love to do another sequel to Boo Goes Tutti Frutti and have him going off on another adventure.
Good. Are we going to see anything like? Because I mean, we've discussed. I quite enjoyed. Bees Have Smelly Feet.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful.
Next year we've got another, there's another one coming out in line with that one, which will be in September next year. So, that's very exciting as well.
It seems like a long time, doesn't it, September now? I mean, because that's when the road, transmission gully is supposed to be up and running. I saw on the telly last night.
Right.
And I thought, gosh, September's a long way away. But it's worth wait if it's even half as good as Bees. I just love that book. It was... and a lot of fun.
Bumblebees.
That's
a lot of fun.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
you love you wonder what people will say. They love my book and it don't get the title right. You think, well, what book was he reading? Well, anyway, that
lots to remember.
And the older you get, I always reckon you've got a lot more to remember, because the older you get, that's another year you've got to think about and the things that happen.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. As long as you've got the gist of what it is, I think you're right.
Yeah, I remember the book. So that was fabulous, and I was still looking at it from time to time. So, and that's, yeah. Well, I will say thank you very much, Rachel, for coming on the program this morning and telling us about Boo Goes Tutti Frutti. Even the title itself is a, you know, before I'd even seen the book, I thought, this can't be a bad book. You know, with a title like that, there's got to be something entertaining, and it's everything that it should be with just writer and illustrator.
Thank you so much.
All right, well,
thank you.
I wish you well, and and wish you well too for the upcoming books over the next year or so.
Great, thanks so much, Terry.
Thanks, Rachel. Bye bye.
Bye.